Joe, it's been a wonderful season, but you just came up short there on the big day.
Yeah, it's disappointing, but first of all, credit to Loughborough. They're a better team on the day. We proved it out there. Within ourselves, we're just massively disappointed. Just in terms of our performance, we don't think it's anywhere near the performance levels we've put up all year, and that's going to be the hardest thing to take.
Yeah, they got in for that early goal, and really that was a big setback. It maybe never really recovered from.
Okay, it was a setback. But to be fair, their keeper pulled off maybe three great saves in the first half. That could have kept us in it. And I think that was the difference maybe in the first half. That could have kept us in touching distance. And a credit to him, he's been doing that all year by all accounts. But their goal, and they took the score as well. That's just, as I said, it's massively disappointment. I don't think it's the same performance level that we've been given all year.
Second half, you got the wind in your backs and you put them under pressure, but they got a lot of men back and they hit you on the break then.
Listen, we were always going to be up against it after the way we went down in the first half. So we come out and tried to give it a go, and we picked off a couple of scores, but then we fared them, they went up the field and got a couple of goals again. It just really took the sting out of us again, and we never really got into it from then.
As I said, it's been a great season, and an Ulster title would have been great, but the bigger picture is next season, intermediate football, and really that's where your focus has to be.
Listen, that's this. I'm still massively proud of this team. Could relegate it last year and could have went either way, but they stuck in, they stuck to their task. They've trained really, really hard since the second week in January this year. So I'm still very, very proud of this group of players, and it's a very, very young team, so this experience will do them good. Hopefully we learn from it and we can kick on next year.
Joe, I think I made it five goal chances to use, were three to Rockcorry, and at the end of the day that was the difference.
That's as I said, if we had, maybe we took a couple of them, we could have been within touching distance, and it might have been a different story, but massive credit to their keeper, he pulled off a few wonderful saves, and he wasn't to be beat today, so fair play to him.
Can you put your finger on maybe what went wrong in the first half? Was there a bit of stage fright perhaps? Or?
I don't know, it's hard to say. We'll have to sit back and analyse it and see, watch the tips and stuff, but I just don't think we seemed to be heavy legged and just didn't seem to have the same energy levels that we normally have. I don't know what it was. We'll have to analyse it and see, but hopefully we learn from it and we kick on next year.
And Michael McLaughlin was a miss in the middle, just with the wind forcing those kicks away.
Massive miss. He's been outstanding for us all year. We give him every chance, but hamstring injuries are one of them things you can't really play through, and he couldn't run there, so we couldn't take a chance on him, so we did miss him. But listen, boys come in last week and played very well, so we were hopeful coming into this that we'd be able to do that again, but it wasn't to be.